just the thought of me telling a story about a kitchen would drive my wife crazy. Fortunately, she wasn't able to come tonight. But I promised my friends I would not tell any of the stories about her, like the first time she made macaroni and cheese for us after we got married, and she didn't know you had to boil it before you baked it. I ate it anyway. For at least a year, when she made gravy with mashed potatoes, you could turn the skillet upside down and nothing came out. But I really am not going to tell any stories about my wife. I'm going back further into the way back time machine. The truth is, in 1998, the story I was really going to tell was when this waitress came and spilled four beers on me. But I guess that one's gone, too. I come from a very dysfunctional family. And I know that's not anything like any of your families. There were four of us, but three brothers of four remember pretty much the same things. That our mother was several barrels north of a truckload. Our father was very quiet. Our mother didn't want us to ever bring friends home. We never had birthday parties. But my second brother, who, let's see, the oldest one just had a birthday. He was 86 last week. The other one will be 85 in August. He remembers a completely different family. Everything was rosy. It was like Father Knows Best before television. But one thing I do remember when I was very young, and I remember this because it was repeated often. Let's face it, my memory as a 6 or 7 year old would be hazy, but it's been retold often enough in my family that I remember it quite clearly. It was about 1949, I think. And my brother had gone to the service and was home on leave. I think on leave before he was being shipped off to the Philippines. But it doesn't matter. He was home on leave. And he invited three of his buddies from high school to come over for dinner. Now, my parents, who didn't often go out together, were going out together. And so he felt comfortable. He would have said she invited them, but I know they were never invited. But they left. He invited his friends in, and they were watching me, the little kid. And they decided to make a spaghetti dinner. So one of my brother's friends was Italian. His name was Albert Festa. You know, Big Albert. Chick Mazur. Everybody had names. And what was the third guy? Jim Welsh. Okay. Three of them decide they're going to make a spaghetti dinner. My mother was also not a great cook. It wasn't that she couldn't cook. She just didn't like spending a lot of time cooking. So she bought a pressure cooker. She cooked everything in the pressure cooker. I swear she cooked Thanksgiving turkey in the pressure cooker. You opened it up and it all fell off. You didn't even have to use a knife. But these three guys decided they were going to make spaghetti. They didn't know how to make spaghetti, but the Italian guy said he knew how to make sauce. So he whipped up some kind of sauce. My guess is it was ketchup. But he whipped up something that looked very red. And they knew that you put the pasta, the spaghetti, in water. But they put the red sauce, yep, all in the pressure cooker. sealed up that sucker, turned it on, and if there might be a few of you that remember pressure cookers, there was a little thing sitting on the top and it would sort of wiggle when you were getting enough or too much pressure. So we're all sitting at the table and I'm being entertained because I'm the little kid, when whoop, that little thing off the pressure cooker went up and spaghetti started shooting out of that little hole. I don't know how Italian it was, but they lifted me up so I could suck spaghetti noodles off the ceiling. It's the kitchen.